across the country and around the world, this is TalkZone.com, the best in Internet talk radio. Now, more lawyers who needs them. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining us today. Now, let's go to the next segment of the show, something we have prepared for your pleasure and enjoyment. It's now time for
Arrogance of the Rich and Famous.
All right, well, this person is a regular on this segment. Lindsay Lohan is cited for contempt of court. That's kind of minor, isn't it?
Well,
considering
it is.
Everything that she's done.
Yeah.
What happened to her this time?
She's in trouble continuously, perpetually.
That's how
let up, relentless and unbridled.
That's what she is.
And she has
relentless and unbridled is exactly the description.
And the thing she's done now is she has violated a probation, which required her to visit a
probation officer.
No, a class on drinking.
One
of these things where you go
alcohol.
For DWI. She's
been caught
drinking and with drugs and everything else, and she was obviously convicted of DWI. And one of the terms of her sentence was that she report periodically for these classes in behaving herself. And in the meantime, that was a condition of her probation.
Okay.
She violated that probation, and she could have gotten jail time. And for a while, it looked like she would get jail time.
Mm-hmm.
Because a violation of probation, she's in contempt. Of course, she was ordered to show up in court, and she decided not to come.
Right.
She partied that night.
Right.
As she does every other night. And so she is, they imposed upon her, instead of jail time, she has to wear a bracelet. And a bracelet monitors alcohol. So she has a drink. The bracelet knows she's drinking, and a bracelet has two nostrils, as I understand. it can smell the alcohol
inside her. Electronically.
Right, and it lets somebody know, the probation department or some department,
right,
where they monitor these things. So she has this alcoholic bracelet on her,
okay,
on her leg. And so she's had a lot of problems, as we know. One of her problems is her father, who I understand he's whacked out too. But the thing is that she doesn't seem to be able to stay out of trouble. And probably it's due to the fact that she's been a spoiled brat. I mean, these Hollywood types, she was a child star. I don't know what she was in, Mickey
right,
Mouse Show
right,
or something, or on TV. And she's always had a lot of attention, a lot of money, a lot of spoiling type things. So she's always done these crazy things with drugs, alcohol, and she dates men and women. And, you know, not that that's bad, as Seinfeld would say, but she does that, and she gets in all kinds of trouble. She really needs a good spanking. And she's 24 years old. It's never too late to whack her in a can.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know how long that bracelet's going to last before its nostrils overflow.
Well, I don't know how they make those bracelets.
Oh,
but I understand it's a nostril item. Then the other fellow, there's another guy.
Yeah,
now,
Mr. Penn.
Sean Penn and him. You can understand. The Sean Penn, of course, is a very emotional guy, and he plays these very emotional parts. But what he did was he whacked a photographer, and he attacked a paparazzo, and of course he was convicted. In this country, in most jurisdictions, you can't break a photographer's camera. You can't take it from him.
And you can't break his nose either.
And he did this before. He was sentenced to 60 days in jail in 1987. So this is the second time, and I don't know whether he's going to go to jail or not, but I think they gave him community service.
That's right. That's
over
what they
this
did.
Because these paparazzi are very, very much a pain in the you-know-what.
Now he's in neighborhoods beating people up.
What?
He's doing community service, and people are coming and say, hey, that's Sean Penn. Let's take his picture. Bang, and that's it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, he's cleaning up the paparazzi. It's community service, and it would be community service. It can beat them all up because
that's
they
right,
are a nuisance.
Well,
and the last...
Well, let me tell you about this one because I got a kick out of this one. This is our comedian friend.
Well, I don't know who she is. She's a comedian.
Sunda Kronquist.
That's
it's probably, she's probably on the Comedy Channel, not something that you and I watch every day.
She's not actually starring in a New York major palace theater. Right. Right.
She was sued by her mother-in-law for making jokes which wind up in her comedian routine. Now, we'd all be in trouble if we ever got sued for making jokes about our mother-in-law.
Obviously, she got sued and she won because they threw out the case because, you know, she was sued in defamation. And for they also said she was a racist. Now,
so she was saying her mother-in-law
was a racist because she is, let's see, she's half black, half Swedish, and she married into a Jewish family.
Half that black, half Swedish,
right.
Wow.
You can imagine what those meals were like. So anyway,
they were eclectic.
I mean, you have a smorgasbord
of different foods,
chitlings and pickled herring. But what? I don't know what it is, but anyway, she made mother-in-law jokes. Who does not make mother-in-law jokes?
Right.
Even mothers-in-law make mother-in-law jokes. So they said that she was making fun of them, and she sued them for defamation. Well, opinion is not defamatory. It has to be an intentional misstatement of fact.
Okay.
And I don't want to get into what constitutes defamation, which is libel and slander, but in her case, the judge found that the characterization of her in-laws as racists was a subjective assertion,
okay,
not sufficiently susceptible to being proved true or false so that it could constitute defamation. And they let her off the proverbial hook.
Okay.
And really, you know, just a funny case to have. She was represented in the suit by her husband's law firm, Abrams, Fensterman, Eisman, Greenberg, Formato, and Einiger. And that firm they start their letter on the second page because the first page takes up the whole letterhead. The letterhead takes up the first page.
All their names are on the
letterhead. Abrams, Fensterman, Eisman, Greenberg, Formato, and Einiger. And that's
all she wrote.
That was the firm that won the case.
All right. Well, there you go. Sunda gets out from under.
Right.
And we're going to take a short intermission. Don't go away. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them.